Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
That's Platters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Morag Barrett. She's the founder of and CEO of Sky Team. Sky with a Y-E, skyteam.com is the website. She's the author of The Future Proof Workplace. That's a book that she wrote already, and I think it's coming of age right now, so I encourage you to check that out. Morag, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the pause. I'm calling it the power of the pause. What do you think?
I love that. Yes, the power of the pause. Something that's, we could all benefit
from. That sounds
from.
Like a column I need to write. So the power of the pause, we're talking about breaking loose, unfocusing your eyes, letting your brain just kind of open up. And I will tell you another thing. You can do this in combination with moving into CEO mode. You know, one of my big things around here, Morag, is getting small business owners to take time out of their management to become the CEO for 30 minutes, for an hour, for a day, for a weekend, whatever. But schedule some time to be the CEO. And if you ever try to figure out how to make the shift, maybe you could do a pause first, and then when you come out of your pause, so to speak, when you've kind of unfocused and you're let your mind kind of relax a little bit, then start focusing on the visionary stuff, the CEO stuff. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And the pauses are not just about just stopping sitting at your desk so that you can think big. It's also to give you an opportunity to reach out to the people that can help you to be successful in a different way. Because whether as CEO you're reaching out to your team and checking in on projects, or you're reaching out to your important clients, what we're also missing right now in 2020 is the spontaneous conversation. If you think about it, our lives are now just one continuous Zoom, WebEx, Google Hangout, Meet, scheduled meeting, and you only go to those when you need something or there's something to share.
And how many times would you say something in a meeting that you won't say because it just doesn't work that well in Zoom?
The
conversational part of a meeting.
Exactly. A good friend of mine, Leanne Davey, who wrote The Good Fight, talks about conflict debt. And every time we don't say something on a Zoom call because we're going to wait until we're face-to-face, and, of course, our time for when we're going to be face-to-face gets pushed out.
Or wait until it's our turn.
Carrying the seat. Yes. Mm-hmm. Then we're not getting to the real issues. So the idea of taking the pause, Jim, is to make sure that we're proactively reaching out to people before we need something, both on our team and in our network, to just check in and see how they're doing.
And these are deficiencies that we're dealing with that in the remote working thing, they're going to be, there's good, bad, and ugly in the remote. A lot of people are going to shift their resources from offices to letting their people work from remotely. Some people are saying, yeah, we're very productive working remotely, but there's a price to be paid for this. And you just pointed some of it out, didn't you?
Yeah, the teamwork, the collaboration, the innovation. So we need to start focusing on those new and different habits right now so that we can stay as productive and as successful as we need to be.
Right, absolutely. No question about it. Another thing I'm concerned about remote working is the culture. How do we the people who left the hive, left the mothership and went home, they took the culture with them. And you can sort of maintain that remotely. But what about the new people who've never been to the hive? How do we instill that in them, Morag?
So it's interesting. I have companies that are doing two things. They are doing onboarding of new hires in the workplace, but socially distanced. So I do have those where I will meet you at the office and we'll spend a couple of days there just giving you a feel for the work that we're asking you to do, and then we send you home to work from home. I have others that are doing complete remote onboarding. And again, the key here is you cannot over-communicate mm-hmm. when you are working remotely. So if you've got somebody who's new to the team, then you should be talking with them every single day. And it may feel like you're micromanaging, right. but you're not. That's how they get to know you and build a relationship of trust.
One of the things we know about the young generation is they need a lot of collaboration. They need a lot of feedback. Are they going to thrive mm-hmm. in this kind of environment when they're not going to get constant feedback? What do you think?
Well, I think we all have to. And if we can make the new rules of engagement explicit and set down what are the expectations for when are you at your desk, we're now managing by results versus right. managing by walking around, i.e. mm-hmm. please get this done, Jim, and I need it in this format and I need it by Friday at 10 a.m. We need to be very specific about asking for the request, because then mm-hmm. I know what I need to do in order to meet expectations and exceed expectations.
Yeah. I think remote working is going to seek its own level, but I think there's a whole lot we're going to have to learn about it, and part of it we're going to have to learn about is the humanity part of it. And that's what you talked about earlier when you were talking about the importance, the power of the pause. Skyteam.com, Sky with a Y-E, Skyteam.com, Morag Barrett.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Will you come back soon?
I will do, Jim. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you. Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget The Future Proof Workplace. That's just one of her books. So check out what she has to offer, and you'll thank me later. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.